from KQED.
We start our show today with the story of a commute, a Sunday morning commute to go to church. It's a journey African-American residents priced out of cities and into suburbs often make to worship in the places where they used to live. We've been following some of those people who've moved out to the suburb of Antioch, a Bay Area community which has seen its Black population triple over the last 20 years. Today, KQED's Sandhya Dirks reports on why African-American residents are trying to put a stop to that Sunday exodus and grow churches right in their newly adopted community.
It's kind of fitting that this story about establishing Black church in a new homeland takes place in a city called Antioch. It is, after all, a biblical name.
There is no way you can have the city of Antioch and name it after the one that is in the Bible and not have Jews and Gentiles, Blacks and whites and brown, getting along, everybody, if we are actually going to live up to the name of the city.
Antioch was the place Christians were first called Christians.
Father, you are the Prince of Peace, and that it only can be peace, Father, if we have control.
Pastor Lamont Francis is the pastor at Delta Bay Church of Christ in Antioch. He preaches in a long room in a converted warehouse. It's got low ceilings and a booming, sometimes screeching sound system. People move towards the front of the room to pray with church elders. They hold hands and whisper. A woman sobs, weeps in a really naked way. This happens every Sunday I come to church. Someone breaks down, someone's sick, or their kid is struggling, or maybe working has worn them thin. 100 little reasons to cry. And this, it's a place that it's okay.
Start the healing process. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. But start it. Start it. Look up. Look up to him.
As the Black middle class moved to the suburbs, and then the gentrification of the urban inner cities, people were coming in just to have worship or service, but they were not actually being the salt of the community.
Lamont says that's commuter church.
The commuter church is when you have people that do not live in that community that attend a local congregation.
On the flip side, Lamont says, is community church, something that had to be built out here. To build community church in these new places, you start anywhere you can.
So we had church in Starbucks, and we had church in the Antioch Library. There were times we had nowhere to go, and we just went to somebody's living room. So it was really grassroots. And as gas prices went up, our membership went up. Black churches do more than just come together to have church for 2 hours.
There's the Wednesday night Bible study, or the men's group that meets on Tuesdays at the pastor's home. Then there was a Saturday night last fall, where the church called people together for a pretty tough conversation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I just want to make sure you guys are awake.
More and more videos of Black men killed by police were going viral. Across the country, a lot of people were talking about police and communities of color. In Antioch, Lamont felt there wasn't a space for this kind of dialogue. So he and some of his fellow Black clergy decided to host a community forum at his church. About 50 people were in attendance. It was mostly African Americans, but not all.
Fear is something that we have to learn how to deal with.
That's Mark Hicks. He was an Oakland police officer for 30 years. He's from Oakland originally. He lives in Antioch, and he's a Black man. He came to speak at the forum tonight to share his perspective as an African-American cop.
You have to realize that from the perspective of an officer, every day that we put on that bulletproof vest and that badge and we wear that gun on our hip, it's a situation where you realize, hey, you might not return home from work that day to your family.
That's a comment Antioch resident Shamira Furman kind of took issue with.
What's frustrating to me about hearing fear from police officers is if you don't think that we go through the same fears. We understand you guys do. You choose to be in this position. We don't always choose to be in our neighborhoods that we have to walk through just as you do. We don't have bulletproof vests. We don't have guns to protect ourselves. So when I hear police officers talk about, hey, you don't know what we're going through, we got to think of all these different options, so do we. So do we. And that's not fair to assume that we don't. We have to teach our kids the same thing. Sorry. I just had this conversation with my 14-year-old. So, excuse me.
Mark, the retired Oakland police officer, he tells Shamira he hears her. And here's what's remarkable, but perhaps not surprising. These two kind of know each other. Those same blocks Mark used to patrol in Oakland, that's where Shamira grew up.
I recognized you before I got in here, don't worry.
Two people, both from Oakland, who both, in different ways, and for different reasons, found their way to Antioch. After the forum is over, and Shamira is standing around chatting, Mark comes up behind her. He puts his chin on her shoulder gently, sort of surprising her, really just saying hello. It's a sweet gesture.
Did you get it out?
No, you gotta get it out.
It was really, as soon as I came in, I was like, I know him. Little less gray back then, but I know him. And not in a bad way. It never came out in a bad way.
And you know what? Before, I always used to wonder, like, oh God, was it in a good or bad way? But then one day I started saying, you know what? I wasn't a bad cop. Yeah, there's times I had to get physical, but I did what I was supposed to do. So
if those two hadn't been part of this migration from Oakland to Antioch, maybe this moment wouldn't have happened. There's something telling about these two finding each other here, in a black church, in Antioch.
That was reporter Sandhya Dirks with an excerpt from American Suburb, which is the first season of KQED's new podcast called Queued Up. You can learn more about the series American Suburb. Check it out on the California Report's Facebook page.